I'm here for the annual meeting for the AIDS Clinical Trials Group, that is known as ACTG, which has sites around the world, including Zimbabwe. And I'm a community representative on the research, clinical research that happens in regards to treatment. And at this meeting, we are reviewing studies that are ongoing, studies that have just completed. And my role on that committee, together with other committee members, is to look at the ethical issues around clinical trials to ensure that communities, participants are treated fairly, communities know about the results, about what is happening in the research, and that there's no exploitation, and that also communities also are responsible as they participate in research.
Why is it important for you to have such conferences?
It is important because we review the progress of studies. We also compare notes with other countries. Since the research is happening in several sites, we compare notes, we learn lessons from each other, and we also learn best practices that we can adapt in the countries. We also share with other community representatives from other countries. And it's a big meeting where a lot of learning and sharing happens, and also a lot of suggestions around what needs to be done, what are the needs, particularly from us as community members, what are the needs from the communities where we are coming from? What do the researchers need to focus on as they conduct research? And also, what new things do they need to initiate studies on?
So do you see some of the findings that you may get from this conference being accepted once you get back to Zimbabwe?
Yes, they do get accepted. With research, there's always a question that needs to be answered, and what they would call a hypothesis. Sometimes the big question that you have may not be answered, but also you find that there are a lot of lessons, good lessons, that have been learned in the process of conducting that study. And these are lessons that can be used in other studies or in actual practice, in clinical practice, that is of benefit to communities. And sometimes you do get the expected result, you do prove that, yes, the question that I had has been answered in the way that we were assuming, and we are proving that this is the way to go. And this informs advocacy. When people are carrying out advocacy, there's the issue of where is the evidence. And this is part of generating the evidence around treatment. What are the best medicines to use? What are the best combinations to use? And this is of benefit to the community as well, because it also helps communities with treatment literacy, knowing about their medicines, knowing about the side effects of their medicines, and knowing about the combinations, because communities would have been involved in the research and development.
As a person living with HIV/AIDS yourself, what would be your word of advice to those that may suspect that they have the virus or are just too scared to go for testing?
The best thing is to go for testing. Yes, going for the testing may not be an easy decision to make, but getting someone who is supportive to walk with you through that journey is very important. And a lot of the testing centers do have good counselors. And it is always a good thing to make time, that is taking responsibility for oneself and one's well-being, that you take time to look after yourself. Because if one gets too busy to look after themselves, then that won't help in making decisions and in also keeping oneself healthy.